You're listening to SBS News.
It's a busy day at the office for Dr. Syed Zia Hussain. He's been offering free healthcare to those who are struggling financially, and he has seen an influx of new patients since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Any patient who used to come to me and tell me, doctor, I can't afford this fee, or I'm on a temporary visa, or I'm struggling, I'm a student, or don't have insurance, or sometimes, in fact, quite often, people bring in their parents from overseas and they're struggling financially, and they request if their parents could be seen free of charge. I never charge them. If they ask me not to be charged, I will never charge them.
Paramjeet Kaur came to Australia on a tourist visa earlier this year to visit her family, but she has been unable to return home to India due to COVID-19 international border closures. Suffering rheumatoid arthritis and hypertensive blood pressure, regular checkups without Medicare can be expensive, until her family brought her to Dr. Zia.
As a family member.
He treats you like a family member. He's good. He understands everything. And importantly for people like me, he understands my language.
But Dr. Zia's altruism is nothing new. In his home country of Pakistan, he would see 40% of his patients for free.
I have to help them free of charge. If I don't, obviously, if I charge fee from them and they have to then pay for the medicine as well, what are they going to eat then? So you have to help them. It's not that, I mean, if you don't help them, then obviously they're going to suffer a lot.
And this sentiment has carried through his practice. Medical receptionist Aisha Barr says the COVID-19 pandemic brought a heightened sense of medical and financial anxiety to the Western Sydney community. She says Dr. Zia was a comfort to many community members.
I think especially in your own community, like, you need to have someone that's going to, like, reach their hand out when you need help, like in your own community or in your own like country. So I think it's great that he's that person for so many people here.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.